Supervisors will convene. Supervisor Valenzuela, would you please in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Howe, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
County supervisors and neighbors, thank you for your service. I want to thank you because as a member of your community, you helped us rebuild a home after the mill fire. And my son is on his way home to live in that home from serving us in the Army in Kuwait. He's in flight right now, so thank you. That's what governance is all about. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. There is no other God that we can compare you to. You call upon us, and you take pity upon us. Father, we think of families today. I know what it's like to have the threat of fire, and we pray for our neighbors in Scott Valley and in North County with the threat of fires. This occurrence that just seems like it's going to be with us for a while, the need for homes and housing, the threat to our very existence with these fires, the firefighters that served us. Thank you for the National Forest Service, firefighters, CAL FIRE, local fire departments, for our sheriff and sheriff deputies that serve and seek to keep people safe in these times. We ask that you'd show us your mercy, that you would extend your grace to your people, give to our supervisors wisdom as they conduct business today. We cry out to you, God. We live in a time that is just torn apart by things that have become so politicized, and yet the ordinary affairs of every day that these supervisors take care of are the basics of life. We ask for your blessing upon our county. We pray for our governor, for our president. God, touch us. Make your reality known in our world. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, basically the board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and receives no additional compensation. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Supervisor Chris.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Coxa.
Here. And Supervisor Coxa will be absent today.
Absent. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Shinoni, we're going to put you up first. Is that okay?
That's all right. Thank you.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh. Sure, you can do that right now. That would be
okay.
Fantastic.
It won't be long.
So we have a request to add an urgency. Sorry, this is
still me.
Natalie Reed, County Council. We have a request to add an urgency item to the board's agenda. After the posting of the agenda for the board's meeting of July 9th, 2024, the wildfire known as the Shelley Fire, which started on July 3rd, exhibited an explosive and dangerous rate of spread, and the Bogus Fire, which started on July 8th, is triggering evacuation of the incorporated Montague area and threatening homes in the Siskiyou County Airport. These conditions of extreme peril necessitated the proclaiming of the existence of a local emergency on July 8th, 2024, while the Board of Supervisors was not in session, and the Board must ratify this proclamation within 7 days or by July 15th, 2024. The Board's next regular meeting is not until August 6th, 2024, and the Board must consider ratifying the proclamation prior to this date to protect the public health and safety. Therefore, the administrator requests that the board determine by a two-thirds vote of the members present today that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2, and it be added to the agenda.
So moved.
Yeah, to the agenda.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
And we have copies of the proclamation of local emergency for the public and for the board.
Do we want to take that up right now while Mr. Shinoni's here?
Yes, if he wants to give the update and do the proclamation.
Absolutely. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Shinoni, Director of Emergency Services. Thank you for being here this morning, and I just want to give you a quick update on where we're at and what we've got going on. As you know, it's been a little bit busy. So right now we have the morning update for our Shelley Fire is 6261, so 6,261 acres as of this morning was mapped. We have 9 evacuation zones in an order, and we have 13 evacuation zones in a warning. That's about displaced of about 1,147 people of our residents in Siskiyou or in Scott Valley and Quartz Valley area. So right now we do have some road closures on the North Kidder and South Kidder Road. So we moved this to a level 3 EOC. So we went from warm to level 3. So we're minimally manned right now, working on the requests that are coming in. The Shelley Fire has been, it's been active, and it's been pushing pretty hard these last few days. We got a little bit of a reprieve last night, but it's coming again with some winds this afternoon. But with that, we also got a AQI in Fort Jones of 115, which is unhealthy, and then we got a 177 in Etna. So this morning, waking up, it was nice and ashy out there. So yesterday, about 4:22, we had a bogus fire kickoff, which is about 200 plus acres. It was a rapid rate of spread. I did just get news coming in that they did stop forward progress on that, and we'll be keeping everything into evacuation. We have 1 order and 7 warnings, so we're going to continue to keep that throughout the day while the wind is still picking up out there. Before you is that state of emergency, and with that, because of the upcoming weather and the concern through the valley, is that we are pushing that state of emergency, local state of emergency, to the governor's office. And they did not request CDAA, California Disaster Assistance Act, but I am leaving that open. For the governor's office once we need to possibly either rather lose homes or if there's no government to lose homes or we need to do that. So our goal with that will be to leave the CDAA open, but proclaim the state of emergencies as needed. And with that is the end of the fire report. If there's anything additional you'd like to ask.
Any questions for Mr. Shinoni? With regard to the water curtailments, there isn't any problem with accessing water in the Scott Valley because of that, is there?
No, so we've had a, you know, as a true testament to what our Siskiyou County is and our community. One of the things for me that I always really, worst part of my job, but also the best part of my job, is to see what the community does, right? So when we had this fire kick off, I had a phone call and said, please come use my pond. Please come use my creek. Please just come and dip. That is a true testament to what Siskiyou County and how resilient we are as a community. And for me, yes, that was one of our first questions asked by Supervisor Howe at a meeting, a cooperative meeting, is that how is this going to affect our water? We pushed that up to the Department of Water Resources as well to bring that about. And as stated last night, it is a firefight, and we're going to do everything we can. And I can't thank firefighters that are on the ground enough. I don't know if you've been out lately, but it's warm outside, and to be up against the fire line, and just it's gross up there. It's hot.
In my mind, it's a non-issue. It would. I can't see how it ever.
100%. So, and one of the our partners with the folks at Kidder Creek were one of the first to evacuate. As they were leaving, the comment was made, our pond is ready for dipping, take all the water you need. So, again, just a true testament of what Siskiyou County is.
Thank you. With that, I'm looking for action from the board on that urgency proclamation.
Move to approve.
I have a motion. I'll second it.
Could we update the fire the acreage? Because it's 57 here. It's 52 and
climbing. Should move last night.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll make sure that gets updated. Okay.
And is there any part of the motion that needs to be made to bring it back?
This is to ratify.
It's to ratify.
Angela Davis, County Administrator, this is actually to ratify this proclamation, so it's already been signed, so we can bring it updated at the next meeting.
Okay.
So we have to ratify it as it was signed at that.
Got it.
And this is not going anywhere, so I'm sure by the next board meeting we'll bring more to this.
Okay. We have a motion and second.
All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Board. Appreciate it.
So we're going to step a little bit out of the agenda. We're going into closed session. About how long?
Probably
just
one. Yeah, just one item.
One item. Okay, so
probably about
15 minutes. Okay. I apologize for the inconvenience.